Bear Country 95.3, it's 7:50, 39 degrees, cloudy with some rain here in the valley. Expect more rain this morning, and then just cloudy skies for this afternoon with a high of 43. It is Tuesday, and we get the Montague Webworks website of the week now, and a visit from Mick. He is here to my right-hand side. Hi, Mick.
That's where I'm sitting, right over here.
Yes, how's everything going?
Things are going well. Good morning.
Yeah, we're going to go online now and check out our Montague Webworks website of the week, and you mentioned earlier to me that you have two.
I got two.
Okay.
We'll talk primarily about, you know, one and then a little bit about the other. So, you know, I like to keep things a little bit topical about things that are coming up, you know, when I remember to do something along those lines.
And of course.
The big story this week, other than everything else that's going on, is the end or the renewal or the new year of the Mayan calendar.
Oh, yeah.
The end of the world as we know it, some people
say. When's that supposed to happen?
That's supposed to happen on Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah, so Friday is the end of a 30,000-year calendar that the Mayans built, like, ages and ages ago.
So the people out there who believe in this, make sure you send me your stuff.
That's right.
Before Friday.
We'll send a car around. You can just fill it all in.
Fill the truck.
It won't matter.
With your stuff. You're not going to need it anymore.
That's right.
And I'm here.
Anyway, it's really funny, and all it is a new year. I mean, the calendar does exist, and it does renew, you know, because their calendar is based on, it's a solar calendar, and it's the equinox.
Right.
So that's why it starts. A lot of people back then thought that was the beginning of the new year. It was in the middle of the winter when everything is sort of dead and dormant. We'll make that the beginning of the year, and then we'll start from there. So some reason they decided it to, you know, the beginning of the calendar would be 30,000 years ago this Friday.
This Friday, this right. Upcoming Friday.
So a website that you can go to read about this, there are many of them out there. There's a magazine called The Skeptic.
Uh-huh.
So you go to skeptic.com.
Right.
S-K-E-P-T-I-C, skeptic.com.
Okay.
If you scroll down the homepage, it's a big, big thing, like a banner that says, 2012 Mayan calendar. You click on that and it brings you to this page and there's a lot of information about it. And there's stuff that I didn't know. Like, where did the origin of this thing come from, that it was going to be this Friday?
Yeah, this upcoming Friday.
So, apparently, years and years ago, someone discovered that there was, remember that Planet X when we were in school? They discovered a new planet, and they're like, oh, there's Planet X out there because the gravity is affecting something, and
there's got to
be some unknown, unseen. Well, it's got a name. It's called Nibiru.
Oh.
And so, you know, the people that are into, like, the ancient astronauts, you know, from the Mayan times and the Nostradamus people all glommed onto this, like, oh, this has got to be it. Because they like to say doom. They are doomsayers.
Yes.
So I'm going to read just a little piece from here. The story started with claims that Nibiru, a supposed planet discovered by the Sumerians, and the Sumerians are the people that invented language back like 4,000 years ago or more, 6,000 years ago.
So yes.
Some long, long time ago.
Right, when they were sick of grunting.
That's right. So this planet is headed towards Earth. There's a woman who writes fiction about the ancient Mesopotamian civilization of Sumer, the Sumerians, claimed in several books that she found and translated documents from the Sumerians identifying this planet that they knew about apparently, 6,000 years ago, orbiting the sun every 3,600 years. And they included fables of ancient astronauts and stuff. And they said that this thing comes around every once in a while, and this time it's going to smack right into our planet.
Bummer.
And they originally said May 2003, but when nothing happened, they said, oh, our math was wrong. It's actually going to be in December. Oh, and it's going to happen at the same time as the new year of this calendar that someone is going to invent like 2,000 years after us.
Oh, so, all right.
So that's how the whole thing, you know, they're all sort of vectoring on this one date.
Right.
Which is Friday.
This upcoming Friday.
Yeah, like a few days from now. So this is it's a really great article, and I you know, if you got a couple of minutes today, so skeptic.com, scroll down the homepage and look for the thing on the Mayans.
Okay, so that's website number one. What's website number two?
Well, Christmas is a week from today.
Yes, 1 week. The countdown on,
and we will not be here. So another place that you can go to is northpole.com, especially if you've got kids. Northpole.com, they've got activities for kids. You can write a letter to Santa. They've got drawing and stuff. They've got stuff for parents and teachers, so it's a semi-educational thing, and They've got his workshop and his den and a toy shop and a clubhouse and the reindeer barn and stuff. And
goodness gracious.
So it's an activity site.
Oh.
That is good for kids. So
Northpole.com.
Northpole.com.
Sounds good.
It's a fun site.
Mick from Montague Webworks. Montague Webworks. And also, remember, Mick is on our 30% store over at bear953.com, where you can buy gift certificates to use at Montague Webworks. We're about to change the calendar. Talking about the Mayans, we're about to flip into 2013. If one of your resolutions for the new year is to work on that website of yours that you just keep ignoring.
Off. Yeah, well, don't ignore your website.
It's
the big billboard in the sky, and people don't use the Yellow Pages anymore. So you got to be found in Google. You have to have a website that tells people your story about your business, and the time is nigh.
Mick can help out. And remember, his gift certificates are available at a 30% discount over at bear953.com. 7:55.